This morning on Wake Up with Hope, we have an intriguing and practical message from the parenting place on filling emotional tanks.
And Revelation of Hope is back with another powerful object lesson about Fiji time. Stay tuned.
Good morning and happy Friday, friends. Welcome to Wake Up with Hope. Are you ready for the weekend? We are. I'm looking forward to it. Do you have any special plans? Well, send us a message on our Wake Up with Hope Facebook page and fill us in.
We would love to hear from you. Has Wake Up with Hope made a difference in your week? What has been your favorite episode so far? Send us a message. Let us know. We are so thankful for you and so happy to be a part of your morning.
The weekend is the perfect time to think about rest. You know, the rest that God offers us. He calls us to come apart and rest a while. You know, Jesus calls us to rest in Him. And God even has a special day where He specifically asks us to simply spend time with Him. It's called the Sabbath day. And later in today's program, Revelation of Hope helps us to delve deeper into this topic of resting in Jesus. And right now, let's begin with this day in history.
On December 9, 1979, a commission of scientists declared that smallpox had been eradicated. The disease, which carried around a 30% chance of death for those who contract it, is the only infectious disease afflicting humans that has been officially eradicated. To eradicate something so deadly, killing 30% of its victims, was a big deal, friends. And here we are. God has promised to eradicate something much more deadly, something that kills 100% of its victims, something that affects not just humans, but has impacted all of creation, sin and death.
You know, death entered the world through sin, and it was through sin that suffering came. But Jesus Christ came to this world to save sinners and to cleanse us from sin. He came to free us from the grip of sin, to eliminate our bondage and enable us to live victorious lives. And one day, all of sin will be burned up, never to be seen again. But that's not all, friends. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26 tells us that even death will be destroyed. And today we encourage you to make a decision to follow Jesus and to join the fight against bondage to sin and death, and instead live for freedom and eternal life.
Amen. We sure hope you will do just that.
Amen.
Would you agree that the quality of our life increases in proportion to our quality of rest? In a world that is constantly on the grind, God is offering to us Fiji time, time to connect apart and rest a while, time to come away, to trade the mess of our stress for the best of God's rest, time to decompress from the pressures of life, to be in the moment, in the here and in the now, to enjoy this precious gift of God called the present. Listen in now to Revelation of Hope and learn to embrace the reality of Fiji time.
Miles away from the nearest continent, there's a lazy, laid-back land where the days are long and time slows down, just like a tired sea turtle resting on a white sandy beach. A place where the minutes feel like hours and the hours can feel like days. A relaxing respite where you can pause from the hustle and bustle of life and just be in the moment. The locals call it Fiji time. It simply means that nothing happens in a hurry, and that whatever is supposed to happen will eventually happen. So relax and enjoy the wait. But it's more than just the way the locals view time. It's the way they do life. Father up above. To be honest, even though I grew up on an island, many times I find it difficult to slow down. There's just so much to do and so little time in which to do it. And I know that many task-oriented people like me can relate. But once you've experienced Fiji or island time for yourself, you begin to realize that you've been missing out on something so essential in life. Because the reality is that the quality of your life increases in proportion to your quality of rest.
Turn around and fight back today. We call for peace. We could stop the fighting.
Today we live in a world full of appointments, schedules, deadlines, and cutoff dates. Life is crowded with so much activity, assignments, and engagements. There are so many things fighting for our attention and pulling us in so many different directions. We live in a task-oriented world that seems to be more concerned with production rather than people. And in this fast-paced society, filled with sound bites and flashing lights, sometimes we find it hard to even breathe.
For peace.
It's so easy to get caught up in trying to make a living that we never really live. Many people come to the end of their lives, filled with regret, realizing that their years have been consumed with things that don't really matter. There are few things worse than coming to the end of your days, wishing you had more time to live in the moment. But here's the good news. In this world that is constantly on the grind, God is offering to us Fiji time. Time to trade in the mess of our stress for the best of God's rest. Time to decompress from the pressures of life. Time to enjoy this precious gift of God called the present. To be in the here and in the now. To live in the moment. And while it is true that in the light of the last days, we're to live with a sense of urgency, it is also true that God is calling us to be still and to know that He is God.
So much closer, closer than it seems.
You see, we are called human beings, not human doings. And most people get so caught up in constantly doing that they forget to simply be. Friends, if the enemy cannot make you bad, he will make you busy. He will crowd your life with so much clutter that you will have no time to spend with the one who inhabits eternity. And without him, life is a never-ending pursuit of happiness that will eventually lead to devastation, disappointment, and death. And so, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you overwhelmed by the stresses of life? Do you feel yourself drowning in a sea of activity, burdened in a beehive of busyness, wrapped up in a web of weariness? Well, if so, the God of rest says to you today, "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. For in returning and in rest you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence, you shall find your strength." And as we come to lay down our burdens at the feet of Jesus and learn to live more of our lives on Fiji time, the God of peace shall give us rest for the rest of our journey. Rest not only for time, but for all eternity.
If you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And search for us on YouTube to check out our channel and keep up with us.
We have to take a short break now, but when we return, Ronnie Mills will be joining us. And we have a special feature from The Parenting Place on filling our emotional tanks. Stay with us.
Imagine I have a tank inside of me. Now, this is my emotional tank. It gets filled up when people are kind to me, when they smile and listen or include me in their group. It gets filled up when I rest or when I achieve things or even when nice things happen to me. Then my tank is full and I feel good and I can make good decisions. I can even handle a little bit of criticism and correction, you know, without feeling too bruised. But sometimes my tank leaks. If people are rude, ignore me, or cut me off on the motorway, or if I'm tired and hungry, some of those good feelings begin to drain away. And when I'm empty, I don't feel good. I don't make good decisions, and even well-intentioned advice feels harsh and critical. Our children have got emotional tanks too. So if your child's emotional tank is empty, even the best parenting techniques just don't seem to work. So picture your child walking through the door after a long day at school. As he opens the door, he's met with, "Don't you even think about opening that refrigerator. Get straight down to your room and sort out that mess. Have you seen that? What do you think I am, your servant or something?" Now, naturally, this is completely justified and you've been waiting all day to do it. But give the frustration a rest. let's face it, he's been doing life on his own all day. He's tired and hungry, his emotional tank is drained. So that sort of parenting just isn't going to work. An approach that might work is to top him up a bit, perhaps literally by giving him some food, but it might also be space or your attention. When he's refilled, then you can say, hey mate, Benjamin's a bit of a mess. I want you to deal with that before dinner, okay? This response will come far more naturally if your own tank is full. So, what fills your tank?
This morning, we have Ronnie Mills from our very own Hope Channel here to share some special announcements with us. Ronnie?
Good morning, Saints, and happy Friday. One of the most familiar faces to our viewing audience is a team member of the Hope Sabbath School. Jason Miller's friendly smile, enthusiastic love of God's Word, and scriptural songs has made him a goodwill ambassador for Hope Channel. But did you know that he's also director of plan giving? Jason, welcome back to Wake Up with Hope.
Thank you, Ronnie. It's great to be on here with you.
Jason, what is plan giving?
Ronnie, plan giving is how you ensure that the people that you love and the things you love are taken care of no matter what happens to you. And it's a process. Now, one of the biggest aspects is putting together an estate plan. That's basically where you figure out everything that you own, and then you decide what you want to do with it when you no longer have need of it. And since I'm a lawyer, Ronnie, the biggest part of this is the legal part called a will.
How is plan giving related to my connection with God?
Yes, so plan giving does have a lot of practical benefits, like the will I referenced, but the biggest reason to care about it is because it does tie into this idea of stewardship. We are stewards, we care for the things that God has given us. As Christians, we're called to be responsible for all those things, and plan giving helps ensure that everything that God has entrusted to us as a steward is taken care of according to the principles and guidance that He has given us.
Wow, you mentioned steward and stewardship several times, and I understand you're involved in a project to make it more understandable to everyone. Please give us more information.
All right, well, this is a longer term project, but one of the little pieces of this, or one of the early pieces, is a course in our Hope.Study platform. Now, some of you may have heard about our course platform, Hope.Study. We have all these different Bible study lessons and courses, and we've recently put one together called Steps Toward Faithful Stewardship. It's written by my friend John Matthews and has practical principles for how to care for everything that God has given us. Now, when we think about stewardship, a lot of times in terms of money, and that's true, yes, money is a part of stewardship, but it's more than just money. It's also our time, talents, and even God's creation, nature.
Well, if someone's watching now and says, okay, Jason, I understand the principles of stewardship, but I want to give to Hope Channel now. I want to get involved in plan giving. What advice do you have for them?
All right, I love that. Making stewardship practical. Well, if you are 70 and a half or older, there's something specifically that you can do. You can make a donation to Hope Channel from your retirement account. Now, the details do vary, but basically what you do is you give this donation and you can do it tax-free. It's called a qualified charitable distribution. And in fact, if you're 72 or older, you have to give a minimum amount from your retirement account. And so if you're interested in potentially doing this, make sure to reach out to us because, Ronnie, we're in the second half of the year and this actually has a deadline. The deadline is the end of the year, December 31st. So feel free to reach out to us if you're maybe interested in doing this kind of donation using your retirement account to Hope Channel.
Wow, that's really important. In fact, are there any closing comments where you want to share some additional important information?
Definitely. And I want us to remember God wants us to be good stewards. Plan giving is a part of this process. And so you can do something like sign up for the Hope.Study course, or yes, pray about if God may be asking you to do a planned gift or give this donation through a retirement account. Feel free to reach out to me. You can email me, jason.miller@hopetv.org, and you can also call me up on the phone. My number is 888-339-7526. Call me and let's have a conversation about stewardship or plan giving today.
Thank you again, Jason, and thank you for your continued support. God bless.
When we return, Pastor Mark Finley will be bringing us an inspiring message. Wake Up with Hope. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. Thank you for making us part of your weekend.
It's now time for our devotional thought. This morning, it will be brought to us by Pastor Mark Finley.
One of the great themes of the book of Proverbs is the theme of wisdom. Wisdom is mentioned throughout the book, and here in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30, it says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that wins souls is wise." Now, there's something called Hebrew parallelism. Something is stated in the first phrase that's explained in the second phrase. In the first phrase, we have the tree of life. When you think of the tree of life, what do you think about? You think about Genesis and you think about Revelation. The Bible begins with a perfect world in Revelation in Genesis 1 and 2, and it ends with a perfect world in Revelation 21 and 22. In the Garden of Eden, there was the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. When Adam and Eve ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they forfeited the tree of life. So what this text is really saying is that the soul winner, the one who wins souls, is wise. And Solomon uses the word wise or wisdom. The word wisdom is used 46 times in Proverbs. The first chapter of Proverbs mentions it, and the last chapter of Proverbs mentions it. The first chapter mentions it in the second verse. The last chapter mentions it in the 26th verse. It is the predominant theme in the book. Wisdom in Proverbs comes from the Lord. It is the divinely enlightened understanding or discernment of good and evil, right and wrong, God's way or man's way. In our passage for today, the wise person gives their life for something of value, and there can be nothing of value more than men and women redeemed by Christ, saved in his eternal kingdom. The wise person cooperates with God in sharing the love of God and the truth about God with the people around them. They're used by the Holy Spirit to lead men and women to Jesus. The book of Daniel shares with us why this is such a wise choice. Now, you remember Proverbs put it so clearly when it said, "He that wins souls is wise." Why are they so wise? Daniel tells us. In the 12th chapter of the book of Daniel, Daniel states this eternal reality and this eternal truth. Daniel chapter 12, and it's found there in verse 3. Daniel 12, looking there at the third verse, it puts it this way. "They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." So the reason soul winning is a wise choice is because it's an eternal choice. "They that be wise shall shine as the stars forever and ever." In Hollywood, there's what's known as the Walk of Fame, where a golden star is placed in cement in the sidewalk to commemorate the big name stars of Hollywood. Their names lit up Hollywood's marquees for a few years, then faded into relative insignificance. They had their moment in the sun. They had their few years of fame, but God's soul winners have given their lives for something beyond themselves. They shine forever and ever in God's honor roll of heroes. Lovingly, they have served. Unselfishly, they have given their lives to bless others. With no thought of earthly reward, they've given and given and given again. They are God's stars and shine in his kingdom forever and ever. "He that winneth souls," Proverbs says, "is wise." Some time ago, when I was visiting India, I learned of a lady who was blind. She did not have very much of this world's goods, but she decided that she wanted to share and bless others. And so she asked her daughter to take her door to door to witness. Her daughter would knock on the door, and this blind lady would say, "I'm just an old blind woman, and I need somebody to read the Bible to me." And she'd hand the woman her Bible. The person on the other side of there, would you be so kind just to read the Bible for me? Now, who could deny an old blind woman who wanted somebody to read the Bible to her? They would go into the home and sit down, and the blind woman would say, can I pray for you? And she'd pray for her. Then this old blind woman would say, I want to know about the coming of Jesus. Can you help me understand about the coming of Jesus? Turn over to Revelation 1, verse 7. And the person would turn. Read that to me, the blind woman would say. Behold, he comes with clouds, and every eye will see him. Oh, who will see him when he comes? Every eye will see him. My eyes will be open. I'll see him too, won't I? Yes, that's what the Bible teaches. You as a blind woman will see him. Now turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. My daughter told me about that one. Verse 16 and 17, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Oh, that means I'm going to rise, doesn't it? Yes. And you, if you love Jesus, you're going to rise too. Turn to 1 Corinthians 15, 51 to 54. This mortal shall put on immortality. Oh, I can't wait when my old body will be taken up with Jesus. This old blind woman, going door to door, having other people read the Bible to her as she handed them her Bible, saw person after person come to Jesus, saw person after person give their life to Jesus. If God can use an old blind woman, he can use you. The wisest decision we can make in life is to share God's love with others, to share the truth of God's word with others, to share the blessings that God has given us with others. He that wins souls is wise. Why are they wise? Because as Daniel says in chapter 12, verse 3, they that are wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament and as the stars forever and ever and ever. There are some things in this life are going to pass away. The marquees will go silent. The names on there today will be gone tomorrow. The sports heroes who are in the headlines of the paper today will have battered knees, and they will have older bodies, and younger people will take over their positions. The beautiful face in Hollywood today will have wrinkles one day, and it will be gone tomorrow. But there's one thing that's going to last, and that's going to last forever. And that's the people you and I impact for Christ. That's the people you and I share Jesus with. That's the people we share the internal truths of the Bible with. Today, accept the counsel of the wisest man that ever lived. He that wins souls is wise.
Thank you so much, Pastor Mark, for those inspiring words.
Well, we now have to come to the end of our program for today. You know, thank you so much for watching Wake Up With Hope. And if you would like to learn more about us, please visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup. You can also share hope with your friends. Again, the website is hopetv.org/wakeup.
And we pray you'll have a blessed weekend getting to spend time growing closer to Jesus. And don't forget to join us here on Monday morning. We will start the week with Voice of Prophecy, sharing a morning devotional, and so much more. Be sure to join us.
And if you enjoyed our devotional thought today, please visit hope.study for your free Bible study guides.
We sincerely believe that you are going to have a great weekend, friends, after all this wonderful content we have shared with you.
Yes.
May you feel the love of Jesus and the peace of God surrounding you.
Amen. And before we go, we want to share a Bible promise with you. And today's Bible promise comes from Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All of these things are gone forever.
Can you imagine such an awesome place? Such a world. No death, no sorrow, no tears, no pain. Mm. Friends, I can't wait to be there. This beautiful and amazing promise is for you, and it's for me. It's for all of us. As we follow Jesus, he is preparing a place for us in that glorious heavenly home. Cling to this promise today as you determine to walk with him no matter what.
Amen. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, today, Lord, we are so thankful that there is a day coming where there shall be no more of the things that mess things up, the things that cause pain, the things that cause disease, the things that cause death. That will be no more. And we long for that day, Lord. We long for that day every moment. We realize, Lord, that we were not created to suffer in this world of sin. Lord, you are coming to make things right, to make things new. And Lord, we pray that until that day, that you will keep us faithful and that you would keep us full of hope each and every day until the day comes when our faith shall become sight and we'll spend eternity with you. In Jesus' name, amen.